Simpson, well, he's not going to be one of the Walking Dead. I'm a little disappointed by this. You know, I was kind of hoping when the dead rise from the grave and Thriller is playing, you know, from the heavens, and we all get to get up out of them and go do the dance thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of maybe, oh my God, there's O.J. Simpson. Oh, that ain't going to happen. He's going to be cremated. And his brain is not going to be donated for research, according to his longtime lawyer. Obviously, the world mourning the passing of O.J. Simpson.
And I altered our copy. It said the world is mourning. And I went, no, some of the world. Some of the world.
Microscopic, maybe his kids are mourning. Probably about that of O.J. Simpson. Malcolm Laverne, Simpson's longtime lawyer and executor of his estate, disclosed to People that Simpson will, and contrary to speculation, his brain will not be available for study. He's going to be cremated. Laverne clarified his entire body, his brain, everything, his fake hips, his fake knees, everything. It all goes to the crematorium.
Nope.
You think you could take those things out and maybe sell them at Goodwill. Despite inquiries from medical centers conducting research on the chronic traumatic
encephalopathy. My brain, I don't have it in
CTE
front of me.
CTE is what it's called.
Encephalopathy. So that what is
it? Snuffleupagus.
Well, yes. It is chronic traumatic
Encephalopathy or something. Yeah.
Encephalopathy. So what it is, basically anybody who is in a contact sport, whether you're not even sport, military members who have had a concussive injury.
Yeah.
It's a long-term condition a lot of times where your brain is literally bouncing around in your head and it's becoming damaged. So football players, hockey players, rugby, boxing, anything where they're taking a blow to the head or they might hit their head. Soccer players, they're not like in high school, you're not allowed to do headers in a lot of states because you could be injuring your brain.
Yeah.
When when the ball hits your head. It's a huge concern. And the reason is because it starts messing with your ability to think and function. This fucking man needs his brain studied. And for them to not donate this to science, my fingers are up right now, my middle fingers, both of them. That is the biggest FU to the football community and to the community at large. There is no excuse to not have his brain donated to science for study.
Symptoms of CTE encompass cognitive difficulties, depression, impulsive behavior, memory impairment, and emotional instability, among others, as outlined by the Mayo Clinic. Yeah, maybe it's part of the recipe that made O.J. O.J. Simpson's passing reignites attention to the infamous 1994 murders of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman, for which he was controversially acquitted. Recent revelation highlights Simpson's substantial debt to the Goldman family, estimated over $100 million, as reported by David Cook. So there goes the money. Cook expressed the family's longstanding frustration. So they're finally going to get paid? They're finally going to get paid?
No, like, the lawyer said that he's going to do everything in his power to make sure that that family, especially the Goldman family, does not get a dime.
Why? How does this,
because I think he's being a dick.
How does this even work when you're awarded a civil judgment?
I know. They're
like, what is even the point anymore of like suing someone civilly? Because there seems to be total ways of just never paying it back, and nobody's problem. Nobody ever goes nowhere after that.
I don't know. And there's another facet to this story. There are people who are now talking that had signed NDAs.
Yeah.
Regarding O.J. Simpson's behavior when he was a student at USC. So this is something to watch in the media. If it comes out, I don't know if it will. And I was asking somebody in my world who is a lawyer, who I was asking about NDAs. When somebody dies, can you just, you know, blow it up and go, yeah, they're dead? It depends on the structure of the NDA. If they say, you know, even after death, you can't talk about it. Well, it sounds like that may not have been included in any of these NDAs, that after his death, you can't talk about it, mm-hmm. because now there are people who are talking that allegedly O.J. Simpson assaulted a couple of blonde girls when he was at USC and got paid to shut up because they wanted him to be a big star from USC, allegedly.
I imagine there'll be a lot of people that come forward with allegations against O.J. Simpson, quite honestly. I think, and those NDAs have a lot to do with whether it's against just the person themselves or the estate as well, because the estate could still argue that you're financially hurting them from making money off of the image of the individual. Mm-hmm. That happened with Michael Jackson. The estate tried to sue the two from Leaving Neverland, the documentary. I forget what their names are off the top of my head. But they made that documentary a couple years ago about that and really made a lot of shocking allegations about Michael Jackson. And then the estate tried to sue them. Didn't go anywhere. It got thrown out of court. The Cook expressed the family's longstanding frustration, asserting that Simpson evaded financial restitution despite court rulings mandating payment. Laverne's stance regarding the estate's allocation has stirred controversy, initially advocating for the Goldman family to receive zero, nothing. However, Laverne expressed a softened stance in a subsequent interview with People, suggesting a reconsideration of his earlier remarks. Simpson's family announced his passing on social media, requesting privacy and grace during their time of mourning. The Post shared the news of Simpson's demise due to cancer, surrounded by his children and grandchildren. So, yeah, well, I don't know how that all works. That's a good question for an attorney of how do you evade that for all of those years? And never have any sort of penalty. That I'd love to know. I really would. I'm going to ask Bob or somebody next time they're on about that, because I'm very curious.
I think that's really important information. And from a medical aspect, where we know that, you know, we've seen in the last even 5 years some football players go off the deep end. Mm-hmm. And, you know, stab somebody or try to kill somebody or kill themselves, for heaven's sakes. And they always look back and go, oh, it must be CTE. Well, O.J. Simpson might have been one of the first people to have been a victim of this disease that we actually physically saw the results of this traumatic brain injury. Dory. Wouldn't it be amazing if we had confirmation?
I don't think it completely excuses it or explains it.
No.
I mean, he's a raging fucking narcissist. I mean, he got celebrity at a very young age, in a very different time period where he could go and take advantage of women left and right, and nobody was going to say anything and nobody was going to complain and no one was going to make any sort of accusations.
But let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What he must have been a big football star in high school to get to USC and sure. play at yeah. that level.
Yeah.
What if he had had the shit beat out of his brain
Maybe
in high
he did.
School?
Maybe he did. I can see it being like a contributing factor to all of it, where can you make bread without yeast? I mean, well, kind of. I mean, you know, but if you want it to like be really, you know, to do that, you got to put the yeast in there. So, you know, take an ingredient out. Does one thing change things? Yeah, a bit. Still similar product. But I think it's kind of like that. I mean, can you I don't know. I just feel like it's a contributing factor, very likely a contributing factor. But at the same point, sometimes people are just shitty human beings. And
yes. And I wholeheartedly agree with that. Yeah. But what if this could have been, hey, that this is probably why this happened. And we need to pay better attention to our athletes. And I know the NFL is working on that, but what if this could be the landmark case where he had CTE? We've proven it. We see his brain. We see it. It was there. We need to do a better job for our people right fucking now.
Well, if we want to do that, then it's going to be flag football going forward. Because that's going to be about it.
My Vikings might win game.
There's always going to be sports like this that people are going to be subjected to violence and traumatic injuries because it's just the nature of what it is. And there are probably many willing to play with that being a potential factor. out there in that sort of a job, if you will, or a career. As long as there's a demand for it, it will exist unless it is outlawed. And I don't know that it's ever going to go quite that far, but yes, I agree. It should have been, the brain should have definitely, been examined, without a doubt. So there you go.
Yeah.
No OJ zombie.
Want to listen ad free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.